Before the break, you heard Dawn by Cliff Eidelman from Gettysburg, To the Stars by Tyler Bates from Guardians of the Galaxy, Earth City by Martin O'Donnell from Halo 2, and Requiem by Neil Davidge from Halo 4. And I really hope that that coffee that you're having tastes really good. I know it always helps me get through the day. Back in the 1960s, a new show was born and somehow remains to this day. Although I must say it ended in the 1980s, but was rebooted and ended again in the 90s, and was rebooted again in the 2000s and remains to this very day. The very first years of Doctor Who was not of great quality, but fun just the same. Some episodes are cheesy, mind you. I mean, it was the early years of special effects. And as the years went on, all the way up to the 2000s, Doctor Who would become a much better TV series to watch. The reboot started as season one, separating itself from the earlier run seasons, yet it remained true to the previous shows created. As season one continued, and then led to seasons two and three and four and all the way up to nine, the stories, the acting, and the special effects greatly improved. The whole premise of the TV show is about a man, or alien, who travels around in a time machine that looks like a 1960s police phone booth. With the doctor, there usually tags along a friend or two to help the doctor in whatever endeavor comes upon him. This is a TV series for families to enjoy, or just by yourself for that matter. But the children need to be at least, about 6 to 7 years of age. I mean, there are some scary scenes that might make an impression on the younger generation, so, as you should, make sure you watch the show before deciding to let your children watch. I mean, this is not a horror flick or a thriller or suspenseful show whatsoever. No, but there are villains and situations that are kind of scary. So be sure you know what your children are getting into. So as everything that your kids watch, know what they're watching. Anyways, if you like science fiction and you haven't seen Doctor Who, check it out. It's pretty fun. We'll be right back. That was See You Tomorrow by John Powell from How to Train Your Dragon. And then the one before that was Quidditch Match by John Williams from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And speaking of dragons, I'm going to go hop on my train dragon and fly off to go get some donuts. And if you stay, I'll promise to let you have some too. So stay right there. Don't go away.